Law Enforcement, Synagogue Attacker Legally Owned His Guns. By A.W.R. Hawkins on October 28, 2018. A law enforcement official says Tree of Life synagogue shooting suspect Robert Bowers legally owned his guns. On Saturday, CNN reported that Bowers had a license to carry a firearm. Breitbart News reported that acquiring a carry permit requires a background check, which would mean Bowers would be able to legally purchase firearms. On Sunday, a law enforcement official told the Associated Press that Bowers legally owned his guns. This means he was not a prohibited possessor and would have no problem passing a point-of-sale background check for a firearm purchase. Background checks are a go-to gun control for the Democrat Party and its surrogates, even though such checks are already a demonstrable failure. The checks look backward, at a would-be gun purchaser's history. If the would-be purchaser has no criminal history, then there is nothing to prevent the sale. For this reason, latent criminals, individuals who desire to evil but yet to commit to a crime, have no trouble acquiring guns for their crime via background checks. Here is a partial list of high-profile public attackers who acquired their guns via background checks. Parkland High School attacker, February 14, 2018. Texas church attacker, November 5, 2017. Las Vegas attacker, October 1, 2017. The Alexandria attacker, June 14, 2017. Orlando attacker, June 12, 2016. The UCLA gunman, June 1, 2016. The San Bernardino attackers, December 2, 2015. The Colorado Springs attacker, October 31, 2015. The Umpqua Community College attacker, October 1, 2015. Allison Parker's attacker, August 26, 2015. The Lafayette Movie Theater attacker, July 23, 2015. The Chattanooga attacker, July 16, 2015. The alleged Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal attacker, June 17, 2015. The Muhammad Carton Contest attackers, May 3, 2014. The Las Vegas Cop Killers, June 9, 2015. The Santa Barbara attacker, May 23, 2014. The Fort Hood attacker, April 2, 2014. The Arapaho High School attacker, December 13, 2013. The DC Navy Yard attacker, September 16, 2013. The Aurora Movie Theater attacker, July 20, 2012. Gabby Giffords attacker, January 8, 2011. The Fort Hood attacker, November 5, 2009. The Virginia Tech attacker, April 16, 2007, and many others. The list of attackers who acquired their guns via background checks demonstrates the futility of looking at such checks as a way to stop violent attackers.